Unworkable and a shameless stunt from a dying government, bonkers and electoral opportunism. These comments are just a flavour of the reaction to Rishi Sunak's plan to introduce mandatory national service or volunteering in the community if returned to power. However, the Conservative Party, asked by this programme if national service would apply to Northern Ireland, said it would, though there may be some factors in implementing it there that a Royal Commission will engage with and examine. Colm Eastwood is the leader of the SDLP and MP for Foyle and one of the harsh critics of this plan. And good morning, Colm Eastwood.
Morning, Mary.
Military conscription has never applied in Northern Ireland. You might say the reasons for that are self-evident. Will you spell them out for us?
Well, I mean, I suppose people in Derry, for example,'s experience of the British Army would be fairly different from people in Leicester or somewhere like that. The idea that you're going to ask 18-year-olds to sign up to the British Army for a year is just utterly bonkers. It is total nonsense, but is an election stunt by the British government, by the Tory party, who I think hopefully will not be in power after this election, but I'm not sure we should take the chance of allowing them to implement this kind of thing. It would be chaos if you tried to bring this in Northern Ireland, but actually the figures don't add up at all. 2.5 billion would never be anywhere near enough to actually implement this. But if you did have 2.5 billion for young people, this is not how you would spend it.
Let's look at it in more detail, though. In his announcement, Sunak said that national service, this would be the 12 months in the military, and are volunteering in the community one weekend a month. He said it had the potential to give young people a shared sense of purpose in an increasingly uncertain world. Is that not worth examining?
Well, I think it'll definitely give young people a shared sense of purpose. They'll have a shared sense of purpose to go out and vote for anybody but the Tory party in this election. I mean, the idea that you can implement something called mandatory volunteering is a bit of an oxymoron in itself. Like, the Tory party have actually spent 14 years stripping away public services, stripping away community organisations from their funding. If they wanted to do anything about that, they should begin to put the money back into those communities. They should begin to pay people properly. They should ensure that our health service workers don't have to be out on strike because they can get a decent day's pay for a decent day's work. Instead of trying to, you know, backfill all of that, those gaps, by putting young people in there to do it for free. I mean, it is utter nonsense, and it really is a sign of a faltering Tory party election campaign,
really,
and they're trying to save it.
Do not like this plan at all. Has the idea ever been floated to MPs that you're aware of, to you or to others or to political leaders in the North?
No, this has just been, you know, I think if you looked at the first couple of days of the Tory party election campaign, and then Rishi Sunak had to take a day off to go and try and figure out how to fix it, and this is what they came up with. This has not been thought through. The money doesn't add up at all. But if you did have that kind of money, it's just not how you would spend it.
Not applicable, not implementable, you're saying, in Northern Ireland. What about the wider issue in Britain?
Well,
not your concern, you might say, but...
Well, I judging by the response on social media from young people right across Britain and Northern Ireland, I don't think this will be implementable at all. And I think, and as I say, I just think it'll do wonders for galvanising the vote around the Labour Party in England in particular. I mean, young people have been treated despicably by this government for 14 years. They're, you know, priced out of the housing market. They can't get a decent living wage to do proper work. They're denied rights that other workers have. And now they're going to be told they actually have to take whatever spare time they have and go and work for free, or join the army and be sent, could be possibly sent to some war zone around the world. It is just bonkers, and I don't think it'll happen. But the best way to make sure it doesn't happen is to make sure there isn't a Tory government after this election.
Colm Eastwood, leader of the SDLP MP for Foyle, thank you for your time on Morning Ireland.